This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery.
Hello, and welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for April 23rd, 2010. I'm Jillian Shasby, and I will be reading synopses of A Report of Two Cases and Four Laboratory Investigations, published online today by the Journal of Neurosurgery. This report of two cases is titled Tibial Intraneural Ganglia at the Ankle and Knee, Incorporating the Unified Articular Theory in Adults and Children. It was written by Gavin Davis and Ian Cox. Intraneural ganglia are best described as macroscopic intraneural cysts of the peripheral nerves, and only recently has it been shown that these cysts arise directly from synovial joints. The cyst travels from the synovial joint along the articular branch to the parent nerve, where it causes neurological dysfunction. Propagation of the cyst along the articular branch to the parent nerve is known as the unified or articular theory. The authors observe the articular theory both in an adult and a child who had ganglion cysts of the tibial nerve at the knee or the ankle. With a series of MR images and operative photographs, the authors showed that the unified articular theory is consistent with the operative findings and also helped guide the operative management. The importance of identifying the articular branch cannot be overemphasized, and these case reports demonstrate the clinical application of this theory in both the adult and pediatric population. The laboratory investigation, Skull-Based Tumor Model, was written by Christian Granagnello and co-authors. The authors describe a method of inserting a stratothane resin polymer in different intracranial locations to closely mimic meningiomas and other pathological entities of the skull base. They did this in a cadaveric model for use in neurosurgical training. The resin polymer presents unique intrinsic metamorphic characteristics. In a liquid state at first, it expands and foams when injected into the desired area of the brain, forming a solid, tumor-like structure. In the study, the polymer was injected via different passages that did not affect the surgical routes for the resection of the simulated lesion. The model was tested in 3 countries with 13 surgeons from 4 different institutions evaluating it and providing their feedback. All evaluating physicians had, overall, positive impressions of the model. The surgeons' evaluations included a comparison between the tumor model and real tumor cases, perioperative requirements, general impressions, and applicability. The highest score was given to the model's usefulness in neurosurgical training. The authors have found that the skull-based tumor model presents a novel opportunity for training in neurosurgery. It provides a combination of educational opportunities. Learning from the normal anatomical dissection planes exposed during insertion of the tumor polymer, learning from the surgical approach, and the application of skills used during excision of the injected tumor in predetermined positions. This laboratory investigation is titled Wireless Instantaneous Neurotransmitter Concentration System, Electrochemical Monitoring of Serotonin Using Fast-Scan Cyclic Voltammetry, a proof-of-principle study. It was written by Christoph Griesnauer and co-workers. Serotonin is thought to play a key role in mediating the pathophysiological mechanism of depression, and selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors are a common and effective pharmacotherapy for depression. Recently, deep brain stimulation has been shown to be an effective therapeutic option for treatment-resistant depression. Whether modulation of serotonin neurotransmission contributes to the antidepressive effect of deep brain stimulation, however, remains to be determined. The authors have developed a small, sterilizable, battery-powered wireless instrument called the Wireless Instantaneous Neurotransmitter Concentration System, or WINCS. This device can be used to evaluate deep brain stimulation-mediated neuromodulatory effects on neurotransmitter systems. The system supports fast-scan cyclic voltammetry at a carbon fiber microelectrode for real-time, spatially resolved neurotransmitter measurements. Parameters for the Wnt's measurements of neurotransmitters such as dopamine and adenosine are not suitable for the detection of serotonin because they lead to carbon fiber microelectrode fouling and rapid loss of sensitivity. In this study, the authors incorporated fast-scan cyclic voltammetry parameters optimized for the detection of serotonin to establish wireless monitoring of serotonin using the Wnt's. Flow cell injection analysis demonstrated that N-shaped waveform applied at a scan rate of 1,000 volts per second significantly reduced serotonin fouling of the carbon fiber microelectrode relative to that observed with fast-scan cyclic voltammetry parameters for dopamine. In rat brain slices, the Wnt's reliably detected sub-second serotonin release in the dorsal raphe nucleus evoked by local high-frequency stimulation. In the future, such measurements of serotonin in large animal models and in humans may help to establish the mechanism of deep brain stimulation for depression. This laboratory investigation is titled Effective Conversion of Irinotecan to SN38 After Intratumoral Drug Delivery to an Intracranial Murine Glioma Model in Vivo. It was written by Weizhen Wang and colleagues. Irinotecan is a topoisomerase 1 inhibitor, which has been used systemically in patients with malignant gliomas. It is normally converted by carboxylesterases in the liver into the active metabolite SN38. These authors had previously shown that glioma cells themselves are capable of converting irinotecan into SN38 in vitro. This finding led a number of investigators to try to determine the effectiveness of direct intratumoral delivery of CPT-11. In this article, the authors demonstrate the direct conversion of CPT-11 into SN38 by human glioma cells. Mice injected intravenously with CPT-11 did not have SN38 in the tumor. Survival was significantly prolonged in mice gliomas infused with CPT-11 or SN38 compared to saline alone. These results demonstrate that intratumorally administered CPT-11 can be effectively converted to SN38. The authors believe these findings support the need for future clinical trials on direct intratumoral delivery of CPT-11 for patients with malignant gliomas. This laboratory investigation is titled Cadherin-Dependent Adhesion of Human U373MG Glioblastoma Cells Promotes Neurite Outgrowth and Increases Migratory Capacity. It was written by Christopher Cifarelli and co-authors. The current adjuvant chemotherapeutic options for patients with high-grade glioma are limited to agents with mechanisms of action that are largely anti-proliferative, such as DNA alkylating agents and biological inhibitors of growth factor cascades. Despite the fact that the majority of disease progression in postoperative patients treated with chemoradiotherapy occurs within centimeters of the initial tumor resection, no current treatment options are specifically focused on limiting tumor cell migration and local tumor invasion. In the current study, Cifarelli and colleagues examine the role of cell surface adhesion molecules, known as cadherins, in the migration of high-grade glioma cells. Cadherins exist as transmembrane glycoproteins that mediate calcium-dependent cell-to-cell adhesion during critical events of neural development as well as in the maintenance of adult tissues. From a pathological perspective, cadherins are also pivotal in the epithelial mesenchymal transformation processes observed in many cancers. In addition to their adhesive properties, cadherins bridge the gap between cell adhesion and cell signaling via direct interaction with beta-catenin, a potent transcription factor in the WNT signaling cascade. Utilizing a recombinant cadherin adhesion protein substrate, glioma cells were grown in culture and examined with respect to cadherin-mediated neurite outgrowth and migratory capacity. The authors found that cadherin-mediated adhesion not only serves as a potent initiator of neurite outgrowth, but also increases migratory capacity. Moreover, this significant increase in adhesion, process extension, and migration occurs in the absence of any increase in cell proliferation. These findings lead the authors to conclude that cadherin-based adhesion may play a primary role in tumor cell invasion and, as such, provide an additional target for the development of future therapeutic agents for high-grade glioma.
Thank you for listening. Sign up in iTunes to get all our weekly podcasts delivered straight to you. To read all JNS articles published this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.